bow before the Lord as we sing these good songs together. This sixth time he picked us up. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Into the troubles and cares of this story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there?
Jesus Christ, the Father's Son. grateful to be here this morning to worship you and show you our love for you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every blessing you give us every day. Father, it is Veterans Day tomorrow, and Father, we pray that you will be with the families of the fallen veterans and the ones that are serving now. Father, we owe them a great... We're grateful for what they have done for us and still do for us, Father. Father, we pray for the ones that are sick and hurting that we know of. Father, we pray that you be with them and bless and heal them. Father, we pray for the many that maybe have lost lives and lost their homes through the floods, through the fire, whatever the disaster may be. Father, we pray that you be with them and comfort them when they look for you for that comfort. Father, we continue to pray for our congregation. Father, thank you for blessing each one of us. Father, we thank you for your Son that came and died for our sins. And Father, we're so grateful for that. Father, we pray for Tom and Mary Jean as they are traveling and others we love. Father, we pray for safe travel. Father, we do fall short sometimes, and when we do, we pray that you forgive us for that. We ask that you watch over us, care for us, and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Before the time of the Lord's Supper today, let's sing together number 52. 52. Number 52. By Christ redeemed, in Christ restored, we keep the Sabbath of the Word, and so the death of our dear Lord until He comes. His body
through the wide, with the heart, from the wide.
This is on Easter Day. We have some 7 or 8 years now before we'll have another Sunday, 11th of November. But it will be one of those times that we remember those that have gone on from World War I. I knew a number of men who served in World War I, and they always told me that they went into it, they were recruited going into it, to have a war that would end all wars to occur. Of course, we know that there were things that happened that brought about World War II. And again, the dictators of the world do not wish for people to be able to hear anything of God's word. And as a result, they forbid people to be able to worship or be able to hear openly the plan of God and make a choice as to whether they will serve God or not. If they do not serve God, then their ways will be a way of life that will be on their heads, and hurts and harms will befall them and their families. But if they choose to serve God, He will reward them with blessings and blessings of plenty. And so nations of mankind have found that out. And they're finding that out now. And there are missionaries that we support here that are going to work in Mexico, as well as foreign places of the world, and how much they are being converted to that way of life that God in His Word says to follow. It's just a blessing to know that that's the case. And I got to believe that based upon the ways that some people behave here in America these days, it may be because of the people in the world whose hearts are tender to follow the Lord's will that He is delayed sending His Son to bring a halt to the ways of the world. Aren't we grateful that they will be saved and that they have that hope that they did not have before our missionaries arrived in their shores? What a blessing. Let's stand, not stand together, but let's sing together number 50 in our song book and the lesson today about a good soldier. Number 50. Days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. There's power in the blood. 563. Brother J.H. Myers will lead this as an invitation song in just a few minutes. 563. Being a good soldier. The Apostle Paul addressed this thought in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Thou therefore be a good soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ." He noted in this regard that God planned that to be the case. It is the case that the Lord wanted there to be the soldiering activities, the servant activities of defense.
as a result of that, God did not wish people to have wrath, but rather that they be not entangled in this world's affairs, but that they be faithful soldiers of His will and His way. When we're talking about this, we're talking about a way of life that God wished each one of us to carry. As we carry that way of life, we find ourselves enduring hardness as a good soldier. That's necessary for people to, as getting into being a soldier, to be able to defense their speed of travel, making that they run, their hardness and coarseness and callousness of hands. Handing a person a rope is not a way in which you get that done, so much as you climb that wall and climb that way, and using that rope in your hands becomes stronger as well as more able to withstand the hardness that you create by way of preparation to be a good soldier. He's talking there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 in reference to being a good soldier of the faith, one who endures some hardness that goes along with it. What kind of hardness happens as we go along with that way of life? There is the acceptance of some. They're glad to be loved, and they're glad to love, be loved in return. As a result of that love that they have and the love they share and everything, it's wonderful for them to say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be His child. I want to be His servant. I want to do the work for the Lord as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, there are those of which it is more difficult for them to make that decision. They don't have perhaps the word background. They don't have the meaning of the word background. They don't look at the context of a writing of the scripture. And as a result of that, they find themselves rejecting and resisting that way soon in life. The effort to reach that individual by a friendship evangelism method is a good thing. Being a friend and being a person who cares and being a person who talks a little bit about the gospel rather than gripes and complains about the gospel is a good way to help that individual to follow the way of the Lord. Perhaps someone will see by that example of life, I want to be that kind of person. I want to follow that way. As a result of enduring that hardness and giving the patience to that individual in life as we teach, we find ourselves having another brother in Christ or sister in Christ who faithfully follows the Lord's way and the Lord's will. If we'll do that, we'll find ourselves enjoying that relationship with the Lord. And we'll find that way enjoying the relationship with others who choose the same way of life. No wonder it will be that Jude will notify us, telling us this in Jude 1 at verse 3, that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It is the case that that faith of the Lord is the faith by which we teach and by which we practice, by which we live. And as a result of doing that in a godly and good way, isn't it a wonderful thing to have that hope that we have? Isn't it a wonderful thing to have that way of life to live as a good soldier of the Lord? As we find ourselves on this particular day honoring those in days gone by, we must be reminded of those in the world who become dictators of mankind. As a result of the dictatorship that previous to 1911 occurred, and 4 million people died in that particular World War I. And on that particular day of November the 11th, in the which at the 11th hour the armistice was signed and the times was closed and the battles was over, there were 10,000 people that morning who were killed in spite of it being the day for armistice, the day for veterans. It was the case that there was one opportunity remaining for someone to choose to fire and shoot down 10,000 different individuals on that very day. What did these dictators want? A way of life that said, you follow me. Some of them were of the mighty way of thinking that they were the God here upon this earth and they needed to be obeyed by others. Others wanted the money and the the wherewithal of the prosperities that were in those particular countries and in those governments. And as a result, they were pushing that idea of I'll be this way and I'll be this powerful way. And the assassination of others was occurring that objected to that way of life. Our government ending into that particular war was a conflict situation. It was a conflict situation because we were basing our lives upon what God's word had said regarding people having a choice. As early as Isaiah's words in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, it is simply noted to you and me that God of heaven says, my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. He goes on to talk about how that people need to be of the choice to follow his will, to follow his way, making a choice of right and good. They did not have that freedom under that system at that time in 1911. They did not have the privilege to be free enough to be able to say, I'll follow what I understand from my heart is revealed in this scripture. This word of God available in that country were burned and tormented by those people who had those Bibles in their hands. This went on for many years of time. And as a result of that, some sought to have that, even bringing up what ultimately would be World War II. It was the case that in this particular time, there were those who did not wish to follow any of the will of what we read in God's Word to be His way. Our governmental leaders and the people of this country were of such nature that they wished that to be the privilege, the opportunity for people to obey, the opportunity for people to be like God wanted them to be, the opportunity to have compassion and freedom and liberty to be honored by the people who would choose to do so in the world. That was the way and the will of God. And it was the way and the will of these who were soldiers. In Romans chapter 13, we are told in regard to the place of government. And in Romans 13, verses 1 through 7, we read how that the government is to be obedient to the ways of the Lord and the ways that are righteous, and how that the Lord decreed that the government would be a punisher to those who do wrong and do evil and do wickedness. A government that is of the people, a government that is of God, is a government that does not bear the sword in vain. The sword was an instrument of death. It was an instrument by which the soldiers and the ways of those who ruled were to be carried out to those who did not obey and follow the rules of government. As a result of that, the sword was against them. Servants of God are told that they have nothing to fear in regard to this soldier in this way, that they have an opportunity to follow God's will and do His word and do His way as they live from day to day. As a result of that, they find themselves at peace with the government and at peace with mankind, doing what Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. When asked about the type of taxes that he would pay and the way of life that he would follow, it is noteworthy for you and me as we look at Cornelius, that as he was instructed by the angel of God to send to Joppa for Simon Peter, who has come, he'll tell you what you ought to do, that he finally called two of his devout soldiers. They weren't just soldiers. They were devout soldiers. They were men he could depend upon to take this trip, to go to Joppa, to call for one named Simon Peter, and where he lodged, to go to that house and to bring him to this particular household of this Gentile man. It was an amazing event that took place on that occasion. The message of salvation was given to him by Simon Peter, recorded in Acts chapter 10. Notice that he commanded him to believe in the Lord as he should in Acts 10:43. In Acts 11 and verse 18, we read that when Simon Peter got back to describe the things at Antioch, of the things that had taken place, that it is the case that he said the following about that: who was I that I could withstand God? And they then, who were investigating this matter among the Jews, held their peace and glorified God, saying, God has granted repentance unto life unto the Gentiles. Cornelius repented of his patriarch system of worship of God. He wanted to follow the right ways of the Lord. As Simon Peter recognized that was the case, as you read there in Acts 11, going back to chapter 10 now, and verses 41 and following, it is the case that Peter commanded him to be baptized in water. Can any man forbid water that these should not be immersed or baptized who receive the Spirit the same as we? It is the case that the apostles receiving the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 were able to tell the full message of salvation. As you read of that in Acts 2 and 37 through 40, 41, that they commanded these people to repent and be baptized, and the Lord added daily to the church those that were being saved. As a result of that, they found themselves in a privilege in a great way, that God wanted to have devout men to serve Him. As regard to that matter, in 1 Timothy 2 and 2, the things thou hast heard and learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall teach others also. On down the stream of time, God wanted people to be taught His right way. And when those countries and rulers and dictators of the world say you cannot be taught, you cannot learn, you cannot listen, you cannot without punishment and hurt being done, without assassination taking place, righteous people of the earth, people who serve God, need to call upon Him and deliver those who are held without the freedom to make this choice. Indeed, as we think about these matters, we're talking about something that is righteous and good, and something that is godly and pure. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, would you not stop and think about where you are in that relationship? You have the freedom today, based upon this republic in which we now live, to hear that word, to open that book, see if in fact that's the way of life of which the Jews and the Gentiles in Acts 2 and in Acts 10 obeyed the Lord. And they became servants of God. You have that privilege and freedom today. And as we stand together and sing this song to encourage you, would you not, you make your way to the front and let it be known that I want to be just a Christian today. As we stand together, let us sing.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you worry all His victory to win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, there is power, wonder working power in the blood. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank you for being here today, and thank you for your study with us, and I trust that those who are part of our internet system will continue to study this matter and become servants of the Lord. We have thousands of them that come every month to our site and listen to the lessons that are done, along with friends that are not chosen yet to obey the gospel. And as a result, they get opportunity in those countries of the world to do that. And it's a good thing. Brother J.H. has our closing prayer. Let's sing a verse of a song. Let me see which one I selected here by number. All right. My dad's very favorite song, 355. The first verse of this good old song, please. My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My song is trials now are past. My triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wing to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wing to my
Father, we pray that you would go with us now to our homes and bring us back this evening.